Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics indicate that Native Americans continued to face disproportionately higher risks of developing many serious and even life-threatening ailments as they age. But research conducted by an Oklahoma health expert suggests that Alzheimer's may be least among them.
The research that we've done over the last about 20 years of work with American Indians and Alzheimer's disease does suggest that American Indians are less likely to get Alzheimer's disease. The reason that that is possibly true relates to the underlying genetics.
I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Dr. J. Neil Henderson, a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, is the director of the American Indian Diabetes Prevention Center in Oklahoma City. His study, published in 2002 in Neuroscience Letters, is still relevant today.
One of the strongest risk factors for Alzheimer's disease in any population is a gene that comes from protein that helps to transport fats around the body, the cholesterols, helps to metabolize them. But it also, if one lives long enough, and if you have the variant of the gene, can increase the risk for Alzheimer's disease. Well, that particular variant is almost non-existent among people that are full bloods or, in our study, 50% Indian or higher. So the absence of that gene, or the extremely low frequency of it compared to the white population, means that there is one less push toward Alzheimer's disease among American Indians compared to the white population.
Henderson's research also led him to examine the cultural construction of the disease. Not surprisingly, he found that the Choctaw people were only beginning to formulate words to describe symptoms of dementia or Alzheimer's.
They would go through many different options, and it was clear, and I did not expect there to be a word, because in the past, people died too soon for symptoms of Alzheimer's to show up. So today, then, that history, as we are living longer across Indian country, leaves us without a particular word, so people then come up with ways to try to describe it.
One of the more creative examples of this was how the family of an elder Choctaw woman attempted to describe her cognitive lapses.
And the way that one family member put it to me was that Pokne, which is Choctaw for grandmother, we don't see what Pokne sees. And so it wasn't saying she's wrong, she's hallucinating, she needs to be medicated, have an antipsychotic. It was none of that. It was, we are able in our household right here, as tragic as this is in all other ways, to have an elder confirm to us that there's another side and there are recognizable people and things and animals there. And that is a way of talking about that part of the dementia experience that I've never heard brought up in the memory disorder clinic that I worked in for years at another university.
Dr. J. Neil Henderson is the director of the American Indian Diabetes Prevention Center in Oklahoma City, where he continues to explore cultural construction of health and disease. To read his study on Alzheimer's in the Native community, go to our website, kgou.org, where we've placed a link to his paper. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or visit our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.